The gods of Egypt were violent and cruel, and Babaset was the worst of them all. As the god of virility and a lord of the underworld, the mighty being known as the Bull Ape was legendary for his lustful appetites. Followers of the cult of Babaset provided their master with tributes of young, beautiful women to sustain his massive harem. Their daughters and wives were given up to the great defiler and never seen again. Raids on neighboring villages yielded legions of fresh female slaves, and the most beautiful and alluring of these were given also to Babaset and his high holy priests. But it was not enough. In time, Babaset grew bored with his harem, his thousands of slave wives. None of them satisfied the deep, dark urges to conquer that Babaset held close to his heart. Mortal women were weak of mind, body, and spirit, and he had grown tired of seeing their minds break on his massive godcock, their faces going blank, eyes rolling back as the pleasure of his communion overwhelmed their feeble brains before they became useless, and he tossed them aside. So the King of the Apes began to search for something greater. In time, the answer became apparent. Egypt was ruled by a massive pantheon of gods and goddesses, many of them Babaset's sisters and brothers. The goddesses were regal, beautiful, in a way no human woman could hope to compare, and they were powerful, imbued with holy strength, fueled by the love and devotion of their own cults and sects of followers. To challenge one of these deities was to court destruction, but as Babaset schemed and fumed in his temple, overcome with lust and resentment, it became inevitable. First was Isis, gods of motherhood, patron of the pharaohs. Her husband Osiris was god of life and death itself, and their union tied the heavens and earth together. Of all the goddesses, Isis was the most revered, the most beautiful, the most untouchable. But Babaset confronted her in her own temple, in her place of greatest strength, and overpowered her. And on that day, Babaset learned that the highest goddess can be raped much the same as the lowest woman. In doing so, the bull ape god cuckolded his own brother and discovered something else, and by conquering Isis, he had stolen her power and gained her legions of followers for himself. So when Osiris came, vengeful and full of rage for his defiled bride, Babaset slew him easily. After that, the other goddesses fell swiftly. Hathor, goddess of the sun and sky, Maat, goddess of truth and justice, Amunet, the mother of all creation. Babaset made them all his wives, claiming them violently and brutally, enslaving beings of near unlimited power and absorbing all that power for himself. The male gods who stood against Babaset were killed. The wisest among them fled or knelt to the new supreme god. But the destabilizing effects of Babaset's conquests were soon felt, as religious faith in the lands of Egypt fractured and split to reflect the new order. Babaset's cult became the predominant religion, and intersect conflicts led to massacres, famine, plague. Without the full pantheon to protect and maintain the realm of Egypt, the once mighty kingdom fell into decline. Uninterested in governance, Babaset cavorted in his temple, rutting his sister goddesses again and again, filling the Nile itself with his seed. By the time he grew bored again, the Egypt he knew was gone, and a new power had risen in the north across the sea. The Greek pantheon on Olympus now held dominion over the known world. But as the last reigning god-king of Egypt, Babaset's power was still immense. His priests and devotees began raiding the Greek islands, sacking their temples, abducting their women, inflating the great defiler's harem once again, and bit by bit, the ape god began to drain the world of whatever beauty it had remaining. The first Greek god to notice this was Aphrodite, the tribune of all beauty, all that is fair and lovely in the world. As she saw her temples razed, her followers enslaved, her lands conquered, the most beautiful of all goddesses went to confront Babaset. Aphrodite was young, a new god, assured of her power and influence, and above all her divine right as an Olympian. But Babaset saw in her only her weaknesses. He saw all the Greek gods as soft and decadent, lacking the hard primeval edge of their Egyptian predecessors. And he was only too willing to test his mettle against this new pantheon, especially when confronted by the ethereal beauty of Aphrodite herself. The goddess of love was arrogant and ultimately foolish to confront Babaset alone. His legend was known among the Greeks, but most thought the tales of barbarism and debauchery were exaggerated. Now Aphrodite learned firsthand how wrong she had been. The baboon god beat Aphrodite viciously, callously, bloodying her face, tearing her garments, pulling her hair. She was not a warrior god like he was, and he showed her exactly what that meant. Then, When her resistance had whittled away to nothing, he simply held her down and raped her, first on her back, face to face, then on her stomach, her tits squashed into the stone floor, her ass raised as he pounded the godhood out of her and stole his powers for himself. So all the beauty bled out of the world, and Babaset took for himself the title of God of Love in the Egyptian pantheon and took Aphrodite's throne on Olympus for himself. The other Olympians gasped and gawked as this hideous ape god sauntered into the council chamber, Aphrodite crawling behind him, supplicating. Zeus, the king of the gods, was furious but terrified to confront Babaset directly, so he enlisted the aid of his favorite daughter, the goddess of war and wisdom, Athena. Athena commanded the legions of warrior women known as Amazons, and Zeus directed her to wage war against Babaset's followers, in the hope that bleeding him of support would weaken his standing enough that Zeus might unseat him. The battle that followed was legendary and horrific. Babaset led his supporters into battle against Athena and the Amazons, and for all their fabled skill as warriors, the Amazons did not stand a chance against Babaset. The terror of his visage, the power he emanated, froze the warrior tribe in their tracks. Some Amazons knelt and surrendered on the spot. Others, like their queen Hippolyta, stood and fought only to be quickly routed. Still more turned and fled, losing their dignity for nothing, as they were chased down and raped like all the rest. And finally, Athena herself, after retreating to the Amazonian island of Themyscira, was at last cornered by Babaset. Athena's credo, echoed by all the warriors of Greece who held her as tribune, was death before dishonor. But in a final act of cruel irony, Athena sacrificed her dignity and begged pathetically for mercy, dishonoring herself and the gods of Olympus forever. This was, of course, in vain. There would be no dissuading Babaset from taking his prize. It is said that the screams of the Amazons could be heard from the peaks of Olympus to the depths of Hades itself that day, and no woman screamed or blubbered harder than Athena herself. In the end, she too became the willing and loving slave of Babaset, crying out her final climax of freedom in his monstrous embrace as her mind broke once and for all. After the rape of the Amazons, Babaset's power and influence on Olympus only grew, as did his list of female conquests. Artemis, the virginal goddess of the hunt, joined his harem. Circe, the goddess of magic, became his dark priestess. The great ape even cuckolded Hades himself and took the beautiful Persephone as his new slave bride. Privately, the male gods fumed, fearing their own influence was on the wane, and they were right to fear. Babaset's power now outstripped them all, even Zeus, and so they had to treat the baboon god with respect and reverence, even as they plotted to unseat him. The final straw came when Babaset called a council of the gods, usually the prerogative only of Zeus, and announced that he would be taking Hera as his own wife. This was no great surprise, as she is the final major goddess not to have known the majesty of Baba's cock. Her own love for Zeus was tempered with resentment over his own many dalliances, and so even as she retched at the idea of mating with a hideous ape creature, something else in Hera made her curious. Zeus protested, but it was too late. And so, in the council chamber atop Olympus, in full view of every other god of the pantheon, Babaset forcibly took Hera, stripped her, and raped her. The goddess queen's resistance did not last, and before long her gasps of pleasure echoed through the halls of Olympus. It was such a scene of abject debauchery that many gods were overcome with lust and masturbated to the sight, even Zeus. But in the moment of this, his greatest shame, the king of the gods at last found the courage and the strength to stand against the Egyptian invader. Crafting one mighty thunderbolt, he hurled it at the bull ape and struck true, permanently scarring and disfiguring the savage god. After that, Babaset fell from grace and was banished, but it was too late. The damage was done. The women he had corrupted were banished along with him, including Athena, Hera, and Aphrodite, and the Greek pantheon had been forever diminished by the cuckoldry and humiliation the bull ape had wrought. Olympus never held its original power again, and Zeus and the rest declined in influence after that, fading forever into obscurity, myth, and legend. In the millennia that followed, Babaset too became the stuff of myth. It was said Zeus banished him beneath the earth, to the underworld that had once been his domain, along with all his followers, his priests, his harem, his slaves. But his legend, his story, lived on and found a power all its own. In cultures of the Mediterranean for centuries after, missing women were said to have gone to Babaset. The bull ape became a fairy tale, a story to scare children, to teach girls to keep their virtue and virginity, lest they be tempted into the harem of the great bull ape. And some curious instances point to a resurgent Babaset, a banished god marshalling his forces in the darkness, testing his powers. The case of Mary of Nazareth is one such case. The humble carpenter's wife, said to be a great beauty and of noble virtue, claimed she had received a vision of an angel visiting her, announcing that she would bear the son of the one true God. Not long after that, Mary herself disappeared. Her visions were attributed to madness, and it's said she wandered out into the desert to die. But her husband Joseph claimed until his last days that he had visions too, of his wife being raped and impregnated by a massive, monstrous baboon, an ape creature. Even later, when the Norse pantheon of gods eventually collapsed into their own apocalypse, it is said Odin was driven mad in his last days by the disappearance of his lovely queen, the goddess Freya. His warrior women, the Valkyries, it is said, also abandoned Odin on the eve of Ragnarok, joining the legions of harem slaves commanded by the great bull ape. And so the legend of Babaset endures, a symbol of all that is evil and predatory in the world of men, the spirit of rape itself, passed down through the lineage of gods from the earliest days of the Kingdom of Egypt. Maybe Babaset was always just a myth, a story to scare children, or maybe he really is out there somewhere, waiting to reclaim his rightful place on the throne as King of the Gods.